The push by the American Petroleum Institute began in Superior, the site of the state's only oil refinery. Institute economist John Felmy says this $1.50 tax per barrel of oil could stifle expansion being considered at the Murphy Oil Refinery, even though there is an effort to exempt Murphy Oil from this tax.
The other side is saying, well, we can just try to treat smaller fuel suppliers and Murphy Oil differently than, say, ExxonMobil and British Petroleum. You can try and do that, but the question then becomes, will it be litigated, and will this then be an unstable source of funding for transportation? And we believe that to be the case.
Petroleum Institute's Aaron Roth says the state constitution's uniformity clause doesn't allow for exemptions. He says taxing the oil industry could also hurt fuel supplies in Wisconsin.
We're committed to supplying our customers as an industry, but remember, this is a punitive tax, singles out the oil industry for no good reason. The governor has pitched this tax is basically being a free lunch. We don't view it that way.
Governor Doyle says the money would be used to build roads and accuses Big Oil of gouging customers for record profits. The proposal would also prohibit oil companies from raising their gas prices to make up for the tax increase. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.